We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otzot Chaim. We are in Shan Kudim, Perek Gimel, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, towards the end. Daf Ches Amud Aleph over there. And it starts, V'hine yesh b'zeh mokom shela. The Arizal is going to ask a question. It's a rhetorical question. He's going to answer it in a minute. And this, as I explained, it's going to be a big yesod in all Havosha. That will take through us through all of Kabbalah. It's a very important yesod. I'll show you a picture, a diagram of this as well. So let's just summarize what's happening over here. We have oilers which are coming from Ak. Adam Kadmon is the first oilum that was created. And he had oilers coming out from his eyes called the oil. These are the Nikudim. Why are they called Nikudim? Pasha, they're very premature spheres. So the moment just Nikudim. They're coming from the Anaim, the Ak. Now, that's one chelik of the oil coming out through the Anaim, the Ak. There's also another corresponding oil, which is in the Pnimius of Ak, which is coming out through three different places. From the Tibo of Ak, from the Sod of Ak, and also from the Tziponaim, Raglia Ak. From his toes, it says, from the nails, between the nails and the fingers and the toes, it's coming out, shooting out. Now, what do these correspond to? They correspond to the Tibor oil, which is in the Pnimius of Ak, is going to go, it's going to meet up with the oil, which is coming from the Anaim, the Ak, the Keser Shebo. There's 10 Nekudim coming out. One of them is called the Keli of Keser, right? It's called the Keser of Nekudim. So the oil from the Tibor is going to match up and meet with it to reinforce its keli. Besides that, you have also Chochma Bina, the two other Nekudim are coming up from the Anaim, the Ak. That's going to get its reinforcement of its keli through the Yesod of Ak. All is going to come up through the Yesod of Ak, meeting out with the Chochma Bina and hitting onto those. And the rest, the Zayin, Tachtoinim, from Das to Malchus, where they're going to corresponding lights from, or from the Tzipone Raglaim of Ak, that's going to meet up with the rest of the Keli. Is that clear?
The ten coming, all are coming out from the Anaim.
Yeah, all 10 Keli are coming from the Anaim. And then there's all penetrating from the goof of Ak, coming to meet
the Tabo,
from the Yesod of Ak. And the Tziponai Ragle Ak. Those are the three requirements.
And those still are still only Kanim? What reinforced Kanim, as you say.
That's right. Right. That's right. And then we're going to see later on, the next parak, all is going to come to be Mali, those Kili.
So what's when you turn around, you turn back? What's that?
That's right. When they're coming out from the Enayim of Ak, they're going to turn back and mistakel on the Achav. The oil is the Achav that we spoke at the length, you know, with the oil coming up from there. It was Naim, Choyt, and Peh.
It's going to happen later. That happens after this.
Well, it's happening now. As it's coming out in Mistak, we spoke about that in the Kudu. And now it's coming down.
And then it meets, after that, it meets with these other
Tibur, Yesoid, and the Tzipona Ragli. Frek de Arizal Akash. Vehile, yesh bizdei mokom sheila. Well, I have a question here. Vehi, ki hine lo oilom ha Yesod. Who bechinas a das? Now, what does that mean? Either it's Yesod or das. What does it mean here? So explain this. Ki harim atzinu sheyesod shel ima hu das deza. That we know, for example, if you're going to compare two partsufim together, the relationship between ima and za, because ima is just above za, so it comes out. We know they're not separate partsufim. We know that there's a yichud Hashem. Everything is connected. How is Zah connected to Ima? That means that the das of Zah is meluvish on the yesoid of Ima. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Do you see the picture in your mind? Remember we showed the pictures?
Yeah. Ima is more pnimis, so therefore Zah is around us.
That's right. Zah is around the lowest part of Ima. And Kumtaroi is that the das is on the Yesod of Ima. V'chein.
And the keser, where is it? That's a slightly above that.
The keser is on top, where the tiferes, the lowest part of tiferes. Tiferes, we split the three chalakim. Perik elyon, I'm sorry, per tachton. So you see the keser of the lower parts of is on the tiferes of the higher parts of. So what's the get to us? The get here, v'chein, ha-yesod shel Adam Kadmon, who da shel nekudim. Ha Nikudim, because the oil of Nikudim. So the oil of Nikudim is meluvash on the lowest part of Ak, on the Nahi of Ak, it's called, and therefore come to realize that the das of the lower world, which is Nikudim, is meluvash on the Yesoid of Ak. Vimke. So one second, are we clear in the picture? I'll show you a picture of this. Right, this is the picture. Let's just get oriented. So everything you find in the light purple is the parts of the Elio. Okay, all of this is, let's say, is Ak. We don't even have to call it a name. We can call it parts of Elio, because the system works for all the different parts of it. So that's why I said it's the biggest soil in Kabbalah to understand this, which is called the Halbosha. So Keser, Chochma, Bina, Das, and this is Tiferet. So we split into three parts always. All of them you can split into three parts, but it's not Nogea. It's only really Nogea to Tiferes that we split into three parts. And then you have Netzach, Hod, Yesod. And then you have Malchus underneath. That's the entire parts of Elio. And then you have a parts of a Tachton in red, Meluvash onto that. Like you said, it's 360, right? It's cylinder within a cylinder. So the Kes would be on the last part of the Tiferes. The Chochma, Chesed, and Netzach would be on the three Pchokim of Netzach. We'd also split up Netzach as we did over here. So Perek Elyon would be Keneged Chochma. Perek Emtsoy of Netzach would be where the Chesed would be. And the Perek Tachta of Netzach would be where the Netzach is. Of the Perek of the parts of Tachta. Same thing we do on this side, which is called Baga. So the Baga, the parts of Tachta, would be on the three Cholokim of Hod. And the Dati, Chelik, of the parts of Tachton would be on the three Chalakim of Yesod. Is that clear? Now, the Kasha is going to be as follows. That we said that all is coming out from the Tibur. Remember three places? Tibur, Yesod, and Ragle'ak. All is coming out. Now, excuse me. We said that this is where the Tibur is, by the Sof Tiferes. The end of your chest is your Tibur. Now, that's going to feed what? The Keser. It's going to make the Keli Keser. That's good. We see the Keser Meluvash onto the Tiferes. But we said Chochma and Bina are going to get their Keli is going to be done Alide the Yesoid of Ak. The question is going to be, how is that going to work? How's it going to work? Right? Because the Yesod is much lower than Chochm Bina. Bishlama, if it's in the same Mokum, it just hits it directly. But we never find that Shefa goes up and goes straight out and come down. But it's not a balloon. It's not going to float up. There's no gravity. So Mehechet tastes it to say that Chochma is going to get its Shefa from Yesod. It would be more appropriate to say that Chochma gets it from Netzach. And Bina would get it from Hod, but why should it get, Meherite should it get from Yesod? That's going to be the question. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's see that side. So the question is, in Cain, Ech Yonkim Abba V'Imo, which is Chochma Bina, Mehevala Yotzim Yesod Adam Kadman Keniska. How can it be? How can it be going up? V'Atshuva here. Ki Lo'olam B'Chinas Kilo oilan v'chinas yesod hu gavoa lemala mitchein perikim miloyin de nitzar v'hol kinira v'chush aror ros mebesor erch zeloka. The pasuk we see that whatever we see in this world is reproduced in the higher worlds. If you came mucha hu shiyia das gavoa lemala mechochma bina v'chein haye inyan kan. So what does he say? He said very simply that you got the picture all wrong. That what you thought, that the Yesod is lower than the Netzach Etzor and Hod, is not true. Medesore Erzeloka, like an I see for my own goo, that your sword is higher than your two legs, right? So let's change the picture. Let's change the picture. Oh, look at that. And now we find that the picture has changed. So we see over here that the yesod now is higher than, here's the yesod. And therefore that would make sense that if the mashpia can go downward, mashpia down to Chochmah and Bina. That's what's happening over here.
You still ask the same kasha, how is the yesod higher than Netzach and Hoyt? Is that not a kasha?
No, the kasha wasn't on the Metzias. You can make the Eibishter can make the tzur whichever way he wants to, but if he's telling us that if one is mashpi on the other, there has to be some connection. The flow of shefa has to follow some rules. It goes down, goes straight away. But meretz, why should it go up? Teretz is you got the picture wrong. The tzur is not that netzach is higher than yesod. Your soul is higher than Netzach, and we see that's exactly the way it works.
But we count spheres. We can't say afterwards.
Right. Okay, that's a good point. Right. The mice is we didn't make such a terrible mistake because, like you said, the counting wise, we always know that it's Tiferes Netzach Hod Yesod, and this picture is actually correct.
The first one
is actually correct, and this is also correct. So what's Pshat? So he said, he explained himself. Aval Sham Biza Enoke. So we have to flip back to the first picture. Although he said right now the Yesod is lower, that's when you're dealing with Ak versus the Oilam of Nikudim. The Haidu, when you have a male Paltzuf being Mashpia, the male Paltzuf's Yesod is higher than the Netzach and Hod. Mashi and Ken, when you're dealing with Ima versus Za, when Za's being Malbish Ima, then the picture is reversed. It's like the first picture. And that's what he says about Sham Beza Enokein. If he kishabina nichneses bo lases lo mochi. What happens? She crouches down. Mashpeles he es asma. It's atma. She crouches herself down on her backside. The is raking v'zarchenes. She's rovetzitz besor da'em rovetzitz alefrochim. She crashes over them. As muchach who she nagbihim roshe pchokim iloin the netzach hod shela. What she actually does is that she sits down, raises her two legs, her right leg, left leg, netzach hod. Or bechinas yesod shela nishba lemata mehem, v'az nimtza shadasu lemata mechokhma bina v'havin zeh. Okay, so that would be this picture. That would be this picture. When she's crouching down, then, go back to this picture over here. When you were dealing with Zan Ima, when she crouches down and her legs go up to feed the children, then her netzach hod goes up, her legs go up, and her yesod is down here. Masha Enkin, when it's a male part of being mashpia, then the picture looks like this. The Hainu, the halbosha, would look like this, that the netzach is higher than the netzach. No, that's the teretz of it. So it's very, very important to understand.
So there's only one thing, my ima is an exception of all other ones.
The Hainu, when it's a female part of being mashpia, love dafka ima, it could be nok, it could be nok the arhampin, nok the attic. There's many different female patsufim involved there.
So why, by asking, do we usually count that way out? Why are we generally dealing with female arms and not?
Because that's the way that's in all Kabbalah, we try not to focus on higher patsufim. Ak and attic and all these higher patsufim is really not nogeir to us. We have no really shakas to them whatsoever. What's nogeir to us is zam. That's the closest we have. It's Hashem, Yukivavke, that's all we can deal with at this moment in time, right? And in Olam Haba, we're going to be dealing with Abavim, we're going to be moving up and up and up and up in different avoidance Hashem will be doing. But whatever is Nogeta is Zah, and Zah, what's Nogeta to him is Ima. Zima, which is just above. That's why we always have this picture of these three triads, because we're always dealing with Zah and Ab. Yeah. Okay, that's clear? In fact, the Mefarshim, they still don't understand. Because at the end of the day, what are we saying over here? We're saying that the Yesod of Abba, sorry, the Yesod of Ak, is higher than the Netzav Ahod. Right? Here's his Yesod. And then his Netzach and Hod, like we see him, as Eloka. The male Patsuf is Yesod is higher. Abba Zay, Kum Tzarit the Kasha, at the end of the day, we know the only Nekiv that there is, at the last part of the Yesod, is down here. So Kum Tzarit is that the Shefu Vital still have to go up to Chochman Bina. Right? Because the only way the Shef can get out is the at the last part of the Yesod. You know what I'm saying? Right.
So how do you know it's so low? Maybe it's so higher.
We know the tzur, yeah. We know the tzur of the parzufim. So the Kerem Shlomo gives the tells. He says, "Elechanami, it's true that the attack of the shepherd, the only way the shepherd can come out is from the last part of the yisod, which is over here. But since it's coming from Ak, and Ak is the highest part of this whole sphere over here, then we consider it to be the shepherd on a higher bechina." The Shefa is on a higher Bechina, and therefore it's allowed to be Mashpia on Chochma and Bina, which are lower vis-a-vis Yesod. You're right, technically the Shefa has to go down, back up. We're not disturbed with that. We were just disturbed about the Bechina of Yesod was lower than Netzach and Hod. Now we're saying that it's higher. Okay, that's one Teretz. The Leshem says an interesting Teretz, very, very interesting, very Mechudish. The Leshem wants to say that since we're still in the Tohu, we haven't done the Tikkun yet, then the Prokim is not like it's shown over here. Really, but there were spaces between all these, the three Cholokim and Yesoid. So the Shefa went down from here to there. It didn't actually go down. It didn't have to go down through all the three Prokim of Yesod, but rather, from the top of the Yesod already was be able to Mashpia, therefore it was coming down. Okay. Good. So let's continue, let's finish off the parak. The Kavaya Datum, Ki Nekut Shuruk, remember we gave Ramazim to all these things before, I know he's just finishing off the Ramazim. The Kavaya Datum, Ki Nekut Shuruk, Hu B'Yesod. Every Nekut is connected to a different sphere. Now how is this represented? How do we know the Yesod is Taka Azoy, B'Shuruk? Kinitzka be tikkun in tikkun ayin, v'lachin amarnu ki nekut shuruku be'emza ois. That's like the yesod. Hu b'chinas yesod, shu be'emza netzach v'hod. We know that the yesod is in between, netzach v'hod. That's represented by this nekut, v'hevel yotz mimen nika shuruk. And that's coming out b'derek shuruk. It's a remes. V'aru bi'anu havayas nekut ois. Okay, perik dalet. V'nira. Now we're talking about, we're going back again. Who is this Chazar for us?
This is the Emsa. He means like,
Okay. Now we're going. Chazar again, we're talking about the all coming off from the nine Ak. Venevar atem itzias itzias lechut. Vehine, kasha yotu elu asor nikudois from the nine of Ak. Shehem mina kesev ala malchus, 10 little nikudos came out. I see Yitzias from Hefri Yitzias Akudim. Remember, where did the Kudim, where did the Oilam of the Kudim come from? From the Pidak. That's where it all started, right? We saw Oilas coming out from the Oznaim. We had Oilas coming out from the Choytim of Ak. And then finally we had the Oilas coming out from the Pidak, which created the world of Akudim. So in the world of Akudim, as we remember, it's Mamesh Pum Faket to the world of Nikudim. Kisham b'yetzias ha'akudim yatzta malchutz t'chila v'kese b'achroina v'kam b'nekudim haya b'hefech ki ha'kese shulem yatzta rishon obo haya kululim kol ha'teisha achroina. So one difference is that in ha'akudim haben the malchutz came up first and in nekudim the kese came up first. And the way it happened was that kese came out not by itself. In kolul, in kese, was all the nine other spheres. V'achka yatta chokhma. U'bakululu kol shmoyim. Chokhma, the hainu chokhma, came out from keser, and there was other eight spheres which were kolul into that sphere. V'chena derze yatta ima, which is the bina. Kululu ba sheva achroinus. V'az haita hi nikra emma bonim. So again, the all that came out from the Anaim, the Ak, it came out in one sphere. Not to be confused with the earlier stage of the Yetzias HaKelim of Nekutim. Yetzias HaKelim came out as a sphere. We're talking about the all of these of this Nekudos. The all Nekudos came, one big sphere came out. And in this big sphere, was that sphere was called Kesem. Kululubo was Tesha spheres. And then came out from there was the sphere of Chochmah.
Kululubo, from itself, from the Setzin.
That's right. Came out eight spheres from that. And then it branched off, all those eight came out, and created what's Taka Bina. And Bina is another word for Ima. And this is the phrase which is called Emma Bonim. Emma Bonim. So in Bina you had seven. She's a female Patsuf. And that's what it's very word. She's talking the Emma Bonim. Emma Bonim. V'achikach hotziah hi es sheva kulam kululom b'chesed. Kulam b'chesed. Then Takavaiter, they went out and created a new sphere called Chesed. And in Chesed was all the other Zayin. V'achikach nidgolis ha'gvura. And then Gvura, and vice versa, Adasof, until all the spheres came out one by one. So you have the picture? Kesetake had all nine, it's then the Chochmah had all eight, and so on and so forth, until all of them developed from this one big one. Achenim so she yatsta Malchus Achroish Mekulam. Now, V'od Yesh Hefer Shem. The Hainu, the Ariza right now is comparing the world. The world of Akudim with the world of Nikudim. So the first difference that we said, the difference between Akudim and Nikudim, is that in Akudim, Malchus came out first, and Nikudim, Kesa came out first. The second difference is very, very important as well. Ki ve'od yesh hefer sheni, ki sham be'akudim tchilo yotzo oiras. In Akudim, what happened? Can anybody tell me? What happened in Akudim? How did the world of Akudim develop itself? Yeah, very good, yeah. Vaguely. The oil came out from the pear and retracted itself, chelik of it, the oil ha-dakshabo, and then his bashtus sheni came out, bashed into it, and then we had the creation of the kingdom, yeah. It was Mimali. As soon as let me take that over here. So the oil came out together.
It's about out of the pear.
Out of the pear, the ak. Okay. And then the oil dak came back inside and left the oil gas to consolidate itself and become more megash, and that became the keli. And then the oil, his special sheni came out to Mimali. That's the development over there. So the oil came out first and the keli developed through there. Pum faket to the world of Akudim. Because in the world of Akudim, we saw that what happened over here.
You know, everything came out over there.
No, here came out, so, Nikudim yotztu tchila asora kelim zelemat vezir. First, what happened over here? The kelim came out first. Over in Akudim, the oil came out first. And then the kelim would develop from there. Here, taka the oil, the kelim came out first, 10 kelim. Venasa alide histaklus is what you're referring to. Mm-hmm. They turned around and histakl ayin b'shlosha orgas achav v'kinis kaleel. V'ach ga yotzu asore kelim. Then asore kelim. Then what happened after that? Mm-hmm. They came out from their naim de'ak. They looked at the achav, and then they floated downwards to the tibu of ak ulimata. That's where they settled, and that's where the world of Atzilus will finally be developed. As a yotzu va'achas sheyotzu asar kelim hu nochu bimkoimam zitachas ze kol chal levado v'az yotzu ha'oiras achakach al der ze. Then they all came out in nine. You got that? First the kelim came from their nine, and then they all came out separated. Completely different system happened here. V'yotze keser, and again one big sphere came out called keser. Uba kululun kolatesha oires, and then split. Then nine were involved in kulul inside. V'chem b'chokma yotze v'achgal kushmoni, v'chem yotze nimalchus levadu v'achloina. Zacher?
Backwards, and everything came out in one go, and then the iris pulled back.
That's right. Oh, that means that the oil came out first, and then pulled back. The oil dark left.
Maybe the kelim. Here the kelim came first.
Here the kelim came first, and then the oil came out second. Venim so she also kesset chila, venichnas bekeli shalom, V'haya kululo is bo kol atisha oros. He's just repeating himself. V'achekach nisha o hakeli, hakeser, bekeli shelo. V'yotso o chokma im shmona achrone kululo bo. V'nechtes bekeli chokma. V'chen ki yotso b'zeat shisayim bo kulam likanes b'toch hakelim shelahem. Is that clear? So again, the ore of keser came out and found its kelim keser when inside. Now remember, as we said, in the ore of keser was nine other oilers of the other nine spheres.
And all the ten kelim were already there.
All the ten kelim were already by the tibor of akulimata. And then the ore of keser stayed in the kelim of keser and then moved on into the kelim. All eight now moved on to the kelim of chokhmah. The ore of chokhmah stayed in the kelim of chokhmah. And then all seven moved down to Bina and Abanim. She had all the bonim, all seven other spheres in there, including her bina. So her bina all stayed in the bina of keli, the keli of bina. And then they all moved on, so on and so forth, till every keli got its own all. Aval da, kasha or keser nichnas tchila bekeli, hayusha oilers betelim lo. Very important, you saw it. All the other oilers knew that this is taki the mokum and the zman for Keser. Keser is the Malchus here, the Ainu, yeah? He's the Ari. So he's taking the show, and everything else became bottled to him. וכן לצאת אור בינה כלו לו בשבע האחרונות נכנס בכלי שלה, והכלים שלהם היו כלו לו לסבור. ולא נשברו כי כולם היו בטלים בערך אבא ואמא. So again, the all of keser came into the keli of keser. And all the other oilers which were kolul into the keli of the all of keser were bottled to it. Therefore, the keli of keser was able to be soivel not only all of keser, but all the other nine, because it's a phenomenal. It's a phenomenal thing. I mean, you can say the keli is stronger than the oil. How strong can it be? Can it actually be absorbing nine times, or ten times in this case, the 10 times the amount of oil compared to its keli? Yeah, because all of them are bottled.
Well, it's important because the keser is much higher than all of them, so it's like a masha humor. Klappe.
Oh, see, it's not so masha.
Do we say that generally that the
keli... How much does it take to break a keli? It's a masha.
You know what I'm saying? The fact that the keli has a bit stronger than the, that's already enough.
Once everything's in place at the end, do we say that the keli of keser is higher than the ore of chokhmah? Is the Ur of Chochma below the Kli of Keser?
Yeah, because it's. I think so, yeah, it's part and parcel of.
Because the Ur and the Kli go very tight together.
Yeah. So the same thing happened with Chochma. Chochma was able to contain all the spheres of Chochma downwards, and then it passed on all the oils into Bina. Bina was also able to do the exact same thing, able to contain. Mashenke, when it came to Das, the story changed drastically. וקדימים ההבונים התחילו עומדים כלולים במוח אביהם ויסוד טיפס מוח. So we're holding by, the story is, in Chochma was able to contain everything and then passed over all the oilers into Bina. That is like an Abba being mashpia to the Ima, passing over a tipa, b'shas zivuk from the Abba to the Ima. Okay, kedimyon. Repeat, kedimyon. Habonim shebetchila omdim kolulo b'moach aviyem b'sotipas moach. The hainu. Anytime b'shas zivug, the tipa which is transmitted b'sof to the imas always starts b'das. The das. You always have to have das. Without das, you can't mezavik. There's no zivug in b'chlam. You first have to have das. That creates a spiritual tipa in the das de abba. And then it's passed over to Yesod the Abba, and then from the Yesod the Abba it goes into the Yesod the Ima. And she does the same thing on her side. She has also a tip on the Das the Ima. V'chein behayois abonim b'sod ibu b'maye imosam yecholim liyois sham v'hi yecholim lisbolam. And that's the reason why ima or bina did not break, because that's a natural state of affairs for her to carry an ibu. Because Abba, which is Chokhmah, passed over a tip over to Ima, which is a natural thing. So the Ima was able to soil all that as well. And therefore this is called Tikkun. We're coming out of the toes. Till now, all this time, we've been talking about the toe, separate entities, not working together. But now we're seeing Taka, a triad, Keser working together, with Chokhmah working with Bina. This cooperation between spheres is called in Loshon Arizal called Tikkun. Okay, I'll read it again. V'chein haya b'chinas Tikkun shloisha rishonis v'lo nishbor klal.
Because all nichlal in Ima, all the others, that was seven below.
All seven nichlal, yeah, like there were nichlal in Keser and nichlal in Chochmah originally. V'kasher haya. Now we're going to start with the breakage. V'kasher haya sheva tachnois kolulim b'may imam. Well, first, before we get into the breaking of the rest of the kelim, we speak of a very, very important nikud over here called man, the biggest soil in Kabbalah, especially in the Kavanas. When we get them to Hashem, Hayusham bebechinas mayim nukfim, which is called man for short. Meorichim zivug ha'elyon shel Abba v'Ima. The Hainu, when Abba was transmitted this tipo, which we were. In this particular case, it's considered to be the Zayin Tachtoidim, right? From Chochmah, the Hainu, Bina, until the rest of them, till Malchus, the seven of them, all transferred into Ima. They were now in Ima, and there's a Musa called Maleman. Sorry, I'll read that again. V'kasha hayu sheva tachtonis klulun b'may Ima. When the Zayin were finally transferred into Imam, Hayusham bebechinas man, Mayim Nukfim. And what is the tafkid of Mayim Nukfim? Me'orim zivug elyon shel Abba v'Ima. Omnam, betzeis misham ha'sheva tachtoinu, shehem sheva melochim be'eretz Edom shemeisu, v'rotzu likanes bekelim shelehem, lo yochlo akinu lisbolo, o meisu v'nishbu. So this taka, we saw a very interesting thing that happened. First of all, there was a matzav where actually there was a haschol of the tikkun. The Hainu, we found the first three spheres, Keser, Chochmah, Bina, working together. That's the matzav of tikkun. But as soon as they tried transferring further down the line into Das, into Chochmah, Bina, Das, Das, Chesed, Gvoh, Tifel, Netzach, Hod, Yisrael, when they started filtering down there, the system didn't work, it broke down, and each of the spheres started breaking. As soon as the all started penetrating into the kalim, it crashed, until all the spheres crashed. But calls man they were inside of Ima, there was a tikkun there, not only in the fact that they worked together, but the Zayin Tachtoinim, the Hainu from Ches downward, were being maleman. The Hainu, they were me'ola cheshek, a chuka to Ima, and Abba, in order to keep this zivuk process happening. And the zivuk process is the tafkid of all tafkidim, because that reproduces shefa, which nurtures all the tachtoinim.
Is that after they've broken the...
No. Before. While they're still in Ima. They're considered to be the Ibu, Zayin tachtoinim, are in Ima, and the Malima, the end of the Chuka. There's a locale. We find that a child in the mother's stomach is over the mother. You know, there's movement over there, but in spiritual terms, it's taken ma'ora zivug, a zivug between Abba v'Ima, and that is a good thing, because then there's a united force together, and when they're united, they're mashpir to the tachtonim. They're feeding the tachtonim.
So even if there's no cave in the Meister, but there's still a shepherd, but they can't give it.
Right. No, there are kelim. The kelim are there.
Kelim are still there.
Yeah. Before but anything broke, right?
They're not in their kelim yet.
No, they're not in the kelim. They're still in the. So let's go through the story again. So all the oil came into the keli of Keser. Then all nine went into Chochmah. and then all eight went into Bina. Right? So Bina has her own one, so we consider them seven. Those are seven extra ones that she shouldn't be carrying with her. She has seven extra all, which is Chesed until Malchus. Well, we can consider that Das as well. While they're still there, they're considered to be an Ibo b'maya ima, Emma Bonin. They are Ma'orah in her because they're very safe there and they're very happy to be there. They're more Ma'orah Chuka in order to for her to be yachid with Abba, and that creates a yichud between Abba and Ima, and that's mashpia on the kelim which are below. We still have the kelim when the kelim came at first. The kelim all been tibul the aku lemata, and that nurtures all everything which is below that. Later on, when they come out of Ima and they try to get into their individual kelim, we'll see each kelim breaks. And this is the famous sugya of the Zayin Melochim Shemesu, or the Mikra Melochim, or Melochim Shemesu, whatever you want to call them. It's different words for that.
So when they're Malamon, while they're still inside Ima, what exactly, do they cause anything else besides being Malamon? Do they actually get Shefa extra at that point?
Yeah, they get Shefa, yeah.
From the Zivug of Abba and Ima.
Yeah.
Is that like what the Gemara says, that Ishma Beres, it's good for the Vlad to have a Zivug?
That could be the
Zivug.
Yeah.
Except for the first 3 months.
Yeah. Can't say for sure, but it would make sense, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to do that sugi.
Yeah. V'lechein, Ivar betchila sod sheva malochim ha'ilu. Now we're going to talk about the next chelik of it, which is the Zayin Malochim. Zayin Malochim, which is mentioned here, as they have a different name as well, not only Zayin Malochim, which is considered to be Zayin Tachtonim, which in Patsufim name is called Zah. And what are they exactly? So the first one here, Das is the first one, Chesed is the second one, Gvur is the third one, Tifer is the third, fourth one, Netzach and Hor, interestingly, they're considered to be one sphere. Chei Palge Gufa, two sides of the same coin. That's number 5. Melech, number 5. V'yesod is number 6. Malchus is number 7. V'hinei am netav ohor, nechshovin kol echad b'chat yeguf. U'ben shneihem, hem echad b'vat. That means the Zayin Malochim. V'da, ki eilu hem inyon amalochim en iskom v'pashus v'yishlach.
What time are we going to? Close to 2.
Okay, we'll stop here anyways. We're starting a new sugya called the Zayin Malochim. This is Mamash Sugya. So it's a good stopping point, and then we'll continue to parakeet next time.
Did we finish the paragraph?
Yeah, we're going to stop it here. This is the Akdama to the Zayin Malochim from now on. We spoke about the first 3, Kesach Chochma Bina, and then the next 7 is already the Zayin Malochim. That's a new parasha called the Shvira, and this is where it all starts. This is the main sugi in Kabbalah. Okay, let's go.